Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Let us start with Accounting Standard 19, quick revision, that is leases. The other accounting standards audio lectures are available in my website, that is www.ravikantmiriala.com. You can join us, our group, that Telegram group link is also provided in the home page of my website. Let us start the subject. What is lease? Lease is an agreement. Agreement for what? Agreement which will give the right to use the asset to the lessee, obviously for an agreed period of time and for a consideration. Consideration may be in single payment or it may be in a series of payments. First and foremost thing, this standard is applicable only when the lease is non-cancellable lease. That means there must be a lock-in period. Only for the lock-in period, this standard is applicable. If there is no lock-in period in the agreement, then this standard is not applicable at all. Next point, the accounting of this lease is based on the classification of lease. The classification is depending upon the risks and rewards related to ownership or with whom. If the risks and rewards related to ownership are with lessee, then we will classify it as a finance lease. And if it is with lessor, then we'll classify it as an operating lease. So, but what is finance lease? Risks and rewards are with lessee. But at the same time, they have given some five features to decide that the lease is a finance lease. They are giving some information. What are the five conditions? Actually, I shouldn't say that condition. These are all features. The first thing is, the ownership of the asset will be transferred automatically at the end of the lease term. It's exactly like hire purchase. In hire purchase, after last installment, automatically ownership will transfer. That means hire purchase is a finance lease. Two, the lessee has an option to buy the asset at the end of the lease term at a price which is lower than the fair market value expected at the end of the lease term. So he has already offered to purchase it at a cheaper rate, which is very reasonably possible that it is going to be exercised by the lessee. So he is going to become the owner at the end of the lease term. The third one is, the lease term is a major part of, a significant part of economic life of the asset. Generally 75% and above will be considered for the significant part. Fourth one is, if it is a specialized nature of asset, then it is automatically treated as a finance lease. And the fifth one is, at the date of inception, present value of present value of minimum lease payments are substantially equal to fair market value of the asset. I repeat, on the date of inception, present value of MLPs are substantially equal to fair market value of asset. What is inception date? Inception date is the date on which you entered into an agreement. Or the date on which major terms and conditions are agreed upon, whichever is earlier should be taken it. Next, present value. Present value means at what rate are you discounting? If you are doing it from the lessee point of view, there are two options are available. First, lessee should try for the IRR of the lease. Internal rate of return you can call, or implicit rate of return you can call. Or if it is IRR rate is not available, then they can take lessee's incremental borrowing rate. Incremental borrowing rate means, if lessee goes for an additional loan, at what rate he will get the loan. That rate you are supposed to take it. But if you are calculating from the lessor books, then he knows what is the IRR of the lease. So he has to take only IRR of the lease. Next, MLP, minimum lease payments. So minimum lease payments include, first thing, periodical rentals that you have to take it, plus guaranteed residual value, plus if there is any offer to purchase to buy the lessee at the end of the lease term, that offer price also you are supposed to include it. But this MLP does not include contingent rent, any property taxes, any maintenance expenditures are not going to be part and parcel of this MLP. Fair value on the date of inception you are supposed to compare it. If it is coming to 90 plus percentage, then we can say it is going to be a finance lease. Yeah, as I said, accounting is based on the finance lease or operate, I mean, based on the classification. Let us talk about the operating lease, which is easy and small. Yeah. If you see operating lease, in case of operating lease, ownership and ownership will be with lessor and asset will be recognized in the books of lessor. So lessor, whatever he receives the MLPs, that is called lease rental income for him. And for the lessee, it is lease rent expenditure, you can say. Both of the parties are supposed to recognize, that means lessor will record the rental income, lessee will record the rental expenditure in straight line method, SLM. You have to straight line it. That means total amount of rent what you get it over the period divided by number of years you take it. Right. While accounting, you can use the one more account called deferred rent account. Yeah, deferred rent account. Suppose average rent is coming, I mean SLM rent is coming 1 lakh rupees, but what we have received right now is equal to 80,000. Then cash account debit 80,000. Deferred rent account debit 20,000 to lease rental income, that is equal to 1 lakh. Like that, even in the lessee books also, you are supposed to record. He is paying a cash of 80,000, correct? So he will say rental expenditure is equal to 1 lakh, to cash 80,000, to deferred rent 20,000. Like that, you are supposed to record it. This deferred rent account will become zero at the end of the lease term. Yeah, this is about operating lease basically. And if you see the finance lease concept, lessee's books of accounting, the style of accounting will be different, and from the lessor books of accounting, the style of accounting is going to be different. Yeah, let us look at lessee books of accounting in case of finance lease. Lessee has the recent rewards with respect to ownership of the asset. So lessee has to recognize the asset. So lessee will be recognizing asset. At the same time, lessee has an obligation to pay the amount to lessor. So lessee should recognize asset account debit to payable to lessor. Yeah, at what amount? That is present value of the future economic benefit, the present value of MLPs or fair market value of the asset, whichever is lower is supposed to be taken by the lessee. I repeat, asset account debit to liability, the amount should be fair value of the asset or present value of MLP, whichever is lower should be taken. Yeah. So this fixed asset, whatever he has taken, that will be depreciated as usual as per accounting standard 10 over the life. And that is as per the accounting standard 10, will be doing it. And lessee, whenever he makes the installment payment, that installment is supposed to be bifurcated between principal repayment and interest payment. Yeah. So interest payment, at what rate are you supposed to take it? At what rate you have done the discounting of MLPs? No, same rate only you are supposed to follow. Okay, right. Interest expenditure normally will be charged to P&L here, and the correct now principal is going to be reduced. Yeah, let me say we have one example. Yeah, you are making the installment payment to cash, that will be the amount. Some part of it will be lessor account debit, and the balance amount will be interest expenditure or finance cost account debit. Like that, you are supposed to do. If you have spent any brokerage, if lessee has incurred any brokerage or anything, okay, yeah, that he can do directly. He can charge it off to profit and loss account. That is one way. Or he can actually add it to the asset. If you add it to the asset, that is more, he should actually add it to the asset, because if you add it to the asset, then it will be, that brokerage will be depreciated along with the asset over the life of the lease period, over the lease period type. Okay, this is about the accounting in the books of the lessee. Let us look at accounting in the books of lessor. Lessor is supposed to record it at net investment in the lease. Sir, what is net investment in lease? That is nothing but present value of gross investment, sir. Okay. Present, what is gross investment here? Gross investment means simple, ma. It is MLP plus UGRV. Sir, what about GRV? GRV is already part and parcel of MLP, no, my dear. Because MLP includes monthly rentals, I mean periodical rentals, plus GRV, plus if there is any offer price, I told you. So GRV is already sitting in MLP, plus UGRV, you are supposed to take it. Okay, so what is a journal entry he will record? receivable from lessee account debit to asset because he is losing the asset control, or it may be sales if that is the regular business of him. Okay, right. And subsequently, what will happen? And I mean, on every month wise or every year wise, as per the agreement, he will be receiving the installment. Whatever the installment amount he receives, that also, as like lessee, you are supposed to bifurcate into two parts. One is principal receipt, the other one is interest income, what you have received. Yeah, here one more point I should tell you. Unearned finance income. This point generally, the question will be asked. What is unearned finance income? Very simple, my dear. Gross investment minus net investment. What is gross investment? Gross investment is all the future value of total amount what you get it in the, all future value of MLP plus UGRV. Net investment in the sense present value of it. Same numbers, present value. I mean, the last column and first column difference is going to be unearned finance income. Yeah, this is unearned on the date of one, but it will be earned over the period of the lease. Then it will be transferred to P&L. As I said, every installment is going to be bifurcated into two. One is principal receipt. Next one is interest income receipt. Yeah, so you received cash account debit to lessee account credit, correct? Na? To interest income is going to be credited. Let us go to the next topic. That is, when a manufacturer or a dealer, leases an asset to somebody. Okay. Yeah, when you're leasing an asset to somebody, okay, that lease can become an operating lease, or that lease can become a finance lease. If it is becoming operating lease, no, then there is no big work. Because if it is an operating lease, that manufacturer will be only recognizing the asset. He will recognize the asset at his cost of manufacturing, that is COGS basically. Correct. Now, he will say what? Machine account debit to COGS, because whatever he has incurred, that will be sitting in the COGS. Subsequently, when you lease it an asset on operating lease to somebody, as usual, whatever the rental income is going to receive, that will be straight lined with the help of the deferred rent account. That's all. But when the manufacturer leasing the asset to somebody and that lease is becoming a finance lease, my dear, then here actually you are going to get you are going to have three information basically. One is cost of manufacturing, one is normal selling price, the other one is, let us say, he is given it on higher purchase basis. Higher purchase is equal to finance lease, I spoke just now. Yeah, three information I repeat, my dear. One is cost of the asset, normal selling price, higher purchase price. Yeah, selling price minus the cost of manufacturing will become normal profit. That should be recognized immediately. And the second point is what? From the HPP to normal selling price, that is called interest income. That is only should be called as unearned finance income. That should be transferred to P&L over the period of lease. But here the point is, what is the amount of sales? First, you need to decide. Cost of manufacturing, there is the actual cost of manufacturing. I know it. Right. What do I receive HPP? That also I know very clearly. But what is the sales number I am supposed to keep it? That is nothing but fair market value of the asset or present value of the MLPs. whichever is lower should be taken as your sales number. But what about the COGS, sir? COGS, in case of higher purchase, no, whatever the COGS, you will take it as it is number, you will take it. But sometimes it may be a finance lease wherein the lessee has to return the asset back to me. Correct. The lessee has to return the asset to back to me. Under that circumstance, your COGS are supposed to be, cost of goods, your cost of manufacturing minus present value of the UGRV is supposed to be taken. I repeat once again. Yeah, on the debit side of P&L, you will be getting cost of goods sold, and that is the manufacturing cost minus present value of UGRV is supposed to be taken into account. Let us enter into the last topic of this standard, that is sale and lease back. Yes, my dear friends, this standard is obviously a big standard. You need to have some patience. Okay, sale and lease back. Yeah, so you sold it and you are getting the same asset on lease. Then that lease can become what? That lease can become operating lease, or that lease can become finance lease. Yeah, if that lease becomes finance lease, what are we supposed to do? Very simple. on sale of the asset, you must have got either profit or loss. That you should not transfer it to P&L. That should be deferred. Yeah, generally when you sell an asset, suppose our book value is equal to 100, we sold it for 120. Yeah, generally what is the entry you record? Cash account debit 120, to asset 100, to profit and loss 20 we record. But if it is a sale and lease back concept, you should record like this: cash account debit 120, to asset 100, right, to deferred income 20 rupees. The deferred income 20 rupees should be transferred to P&L in the ratio of the depreciation of the asset what you got back. I mean, same asset only. Yeah, it should be deferred. It should not be transferred to P&L immediately. It should not be transferred to P&L immediately. I repeat, it should be deferred. That's all in the finance lease. Balance everything will happen automatically. Because when it is a finance lease, automatically you must have recognized the asset at fair market value or present value of MLPs, whichever is lower. So all other concepts you follow as it is. Right. Come to the other one. Right. Other one in the sense what? It is a sale and lease back. And that lease has become operating lease. Yeah, the lease has become operating lease. Now the question, yeah, few points will be there. If the selling price is equal to fair value, I repeat once again, if the selling price is equal to fair value, if you get a profit or loss, anything, that should be transferred to P&L immediately. No need to defer anything. Okay, right. Second point. Sir, I am selling at higher than fair value, sir, or I am selling at lower than fair value. Because I am going to get compensated by higher rate, higher MLPs or lower MLPs. Right. I am repeating once again. This is the crucial point, my dear. Right. My selling price is not equal to fair value. My selling price is higher than the fair value or lower than the fair value. Why have you sold it higher or lower, my dear? Because I am going to be compensated. I am going to be compensated with higher rentals or lower rentals. Some arrangement is there between lessor and lessee. Under that circumstance, the profit on sale or the loss on sale should not be transferred to P&L immediately. It should be deferred again. It should be deferred and it should be transferred to P&L in the ratio of the future MLPs. I repeat once again, it should be deferred. It should not be transferred to P&L. But after deferring, it should be amortized to P&L in the ratio of MLPs. Okay, right. And one more small point here. Suppose my book value of the asset is equal to 10,000 rupees, but wherein the fair value of the asset is equal to 8,000 rupees. Yeah, and you must have sold it for 8,000 rupees only. Right, in this case, see, first point itself, your fair value of the asset is already lower than the book value. That means your asset is actually, I should say, impaired. So that's why first you are supposed to book the impairment loss of 2,000 rupees. You should charge it off to P&L. Immediately, my dear. That's it, my dear. These are all the very, very important points of Accounting Standard 19. If you feel these audio lectures are helpful to your friends, please share it. As I always say, share this knowledge and stay blessed. Wish you the very best, my dear.